Today, I want to share this thought provoker, and it's actually a question. So if you're watching this with someone, whether it's a friend or a family member or a neighbor or maybe even a coworker, I want you to get their attention. And you can kick them, you can nudge them, you can yell at them, do whatever you have to do, get their attention. And I want you to ask them this very simple question. Here it is. Are you giving light to everyone in the house? That's the question. Are you giving light to everyone in the house? When I think about this question, I actually think about this quote from Marcus Aurelius, who is known as one of the last of the five good emperors of Rome. And here's what Marcus said. He said, "Look within. Within is the fountain of good, and it will ever bubble up if thou wilt ever dig." And you might be asking yourself, well, what does light and good have to do with each other? And I'm glad you asked, because in our text today, Jesus actually shares the correlation between good and light. And he shares this in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. And here's what Jesus says. He says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house." Woo. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So here Jesus, he lays it out for us, the correlation between good and light. And I really believe that there's three things that we can pull from this text to really encourage us and even challenge us as we move forward in our week. Here's the first thing. The first thing is that we are the light of the world, not just our own little space or corner in time, but the light of the world. And we should bring light to everyone in the house. So that means it's not just about giving light to the people that look like us or the people who sound like us or the people who talk or even think like us, but it's about bringing light to every single person in the house. It's not about being exclusive, but inclusive. So that means the person who doesn't sound like you. That means the person that always has an attitude with you. That means the person who you probably had a problem with today. We should be giving light to every single person in the house. That's who we are called to be. We are called to be set up on a hill and to shine our light on every single person. The next thing that I think this text shows us is it shows us the importance about being intentional about doing good deeds. And here's what I believe. I believe that every single one of us has the ability to do good and to be good. The question that remains is whether or not we are willing to dig for that good. Going back to the quote from Marcus Aurelius, who talks about the good being on the inside of us and this fountain of good. And it actually is and can be a fountain of good, but we've got to do the hard work of digging for it. And I know it might be challenging, especially when you're tasked with doing good for those who may not like you or those who might have a problem with you. But the reality is that doing good may not always come easy, and it may not always feel good, but it is good. And it's the right thing that we've been created to do. And so we've got to dig for that good, and we've got to be intentional about doing good. Now you might ask, well, what does it mean to do good deeds? And what does it mean to do good for others? And I would challenge you to look for opportunities to bring glory to God by being intentional about blessing others, maybe paying it forward or donating to a charitable and good cause. Whatever you decide is good, do that good and do it for others. And it brings me to my next point. We're not doing good just to do good, but we're doing good to shine a light on others and to bring glory to God. That is our ultimate purpose. No matter what you feel like you've been created or called to do, at the beginning and end of your talent, at the beginning and end of every gift that you have, our goal and our baseline is to bring glory to God. That is our purpose. That is what we were created for, to bring glory to God. So it doesn't matter what spaces we inhabit, whether it's a new environment or a familiar environment, we are called to be a light in that space and we are called to bring glory to God. And it's about shining our light on others and really actually reflecting the light that God puts on the inside of us back onto God so that He is glorified. So no matter what we do, no matter where we go, we should be a light to everyone in the house. We should do good and be intentional about doing good for everyone, knowing that when we do, we are bringing glory to God.